We're at the Asgrow DeKalb Academy event here in Grinnell, Iowa today, and we're going to visit with Christy Wiebeck, who is a soybean breeder.
Yes.
With Monsanto. Mm-hmm. And Christy, let's talk about your presentation today to the group of dealers and customers here, and really, what was your message today?
My message was that we utilize global germplasm sources and our technology to make breeding decisions. So we don't just look at the germplasm that I have in Iowa. I can leverage germplasm from all over the soybean growing regions, incorporate that germplasm into populations that are going to fit the Iowa perspective, test them in Iowa, and make educated advancement decisions for those growers.
Yeah, and when you said globally, so I mean, are you even looking at stuff from other parts of the world?
So we could leverage things from South America. We have breeding efforts in soybean down in Brazil, Argentina. So we can utilize those areas and those germplasms and bring them into regions that are adapted through all of the export channels, and gradually integrate them into our germplasm if they have unique disease packages that we can utilize in our soybean breeding programs here.
And you're focused on the mid-group 2 to mid-group 3 soybeans.
Correct.
You said. So what are some of the, for that specific group, what are some of the things you're looking at right now?
So my number one focus is obviously yield. Monsanto also has a huge interest in herbicide tolerance. So all of our soybeans that are going through variety development has some kind of herbicide resistance. I breed glyphosate resistance, so you can spray Roundup on your soybeans. And then we also are working with a lot of dicamba tolerant soybeans for the Roundup Extend launch once it's deregulated. And then other diseases that we are concerned about in Iowa would be SDS, SCN, white mold. So all of those things we can evaluate in the field, and we can also look at some molecular trait information to make those decisions on population advancement.
Give me an idea of, like, this time of year, a typical day for you, and what you might be doing in your job right now.
Okay. Well, so yesterday was a fun day. I was actually driving to our offsite locations just to get an initial look after the stand's been a little bit established, just to see if I can see any phenotypic visual differences in those plots, and taking notes if I see any disease differences or standability issues at our plots around the state. If I'm not in the field, I'm oftentimes looking at molecular data to make selections. So typically a lot of our projects are MASS, which is marker-assisted selection projects, and what we do is look at one or two traits to identify that it has a herbicide tolerance or that it has a disease resistance so that we can identify those before we plant the seed, or after we plant, we can select the appropriate plants that have the traits of interest.
I think you mentioned you've been doing this since with Monsanto since 2005, is that right?
So I started with Monsanto in 2005 actually as a research assistant, and over the years I kind of worked up through the ranks, and Monsanto provided me an opportunity to go back to school and get my PhD. So officially soybean breeder since 2011, but with soybean research since 2005.
And we were talking about how rapidly things are changing, even in the 9 years that you've been doing this.
Yeah. So when I started just as a research assistant, the amount of molecular projects and the throughput we had in our lab capacity was, there wasn't as much capacity or allocations that we could run the data points molecularly. And so now it's really cool because our lab capacity efficiencies within the marker lab are improving, and we can utilize those technologies to make educated decisions as a plant breeder. The other thing that we can do is looking at our testing locations and utilizing the climate information from Climate Core, or looking at our field locations to make sure that we're testing on the right footprint. And I think a lot of that has just evolved in the last 10 years or so.
So what are you looking forward to going forward here in this side of the business? What gets you excited?
Walking plots in the fall and trying to find that variety that's going to meet the farmer's needs to become a commercial product. I haven't been doing this that long, so I can't wait to get my products out to the farmer, and seeing the beans in the fall is probably my favorite time of year to make selections.